might get raided later tonight. Please keep rolling by. Shit went down. It is the 14th, Monday. First day of the convention. Rage played. It was a Motley Stars set. It was interrupted. The police told us we had to disperse. We had 15 minutes. And people chose to stay or go. People that stayed were subject to tear gas, arrest, rubber bullets. People that left paraded around the streets for those of Motley's rhythm section. Vandalism occurred. We're tagging, people were breaking windows. Police were pursuing, literally running after the crowd. Was chanting, whose streets are streets. Here comes a paddy wagon, I'm just standing on the street, waiting for the Pastors for Peace bus to take us to the church so we can find shelter and sleep tonight before we come back. Tomorrow's gonna be out of hand. It's gonna be a little more charged. There are going to be fewer people, fewer angrier people. Peace to my friends in jail tonight. Peace to my friends in jail. Ozo was really into it. They were down to get arrested. They were doing civil disobedience in the intersections. They're blocking traffic with their drums. They're staying with the people. They're keeping them together in a core group. And they came to the Convergence Center after. They made sure everyone was safe and strong. And they know where it's at.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, this is DJ Daniel Sun. I'm playing a little bit of material back, way back when, 4 years ago, the Democratic National Convention. You've been listening to coverage on Free Radio Santa Cruz, on Democracy Now!, on Free Speech TV. You've been hearing the good, the bad, and the ugly in the police state known as Boston. And I'm going to spend tonight reminding you a little bit about the police state that was and is Los Angeles a few years back. So we're going to hear some of the chants, and right now we're going to hear from John Sellers of the Ruckus Society, who was arrested in Philadelphia at the Republican convention and made his way over to California to the Democratic Convention in L.A. Here he is.
And so now we turn our attention from the East Coast to the West Coast. From the corporate pep rally for oil boy number one to the corporate pep rally for oil boy number two. From Coke to Pepsi. From the candidate whose father and vice presidential running mate brought us the Persian Gulf War to the candidate who opened our fragile Arctic ecosystems to big oil and now holds the fate of the Uwa people in his hands. Nowhere is this corporate stranglehold on our democracy more evident than in Al Gore's unethical relationship with Occidental Petroleum. Today we have come together to expose that dark connection and to shine the light of public scrutiny upon it. 500 years ago, many Uwa left to their death rather than submit to the first wave of conquistadors. The Uwa today are vowed to live in the same spirit of nonviolent defiance. Now they need our help. The leaders of the Uwa have been denied entry visas into the U.S. for the first time ever. So they will not be here today as they wanted to be here. So today we must speak for the Uwa. We must challenge the corporate ties between big oil and big government. We must nonviolently throw ourselves into the path of these modern-day corporate conquistadors. We must raise our voices until the Uwa are free. Thank you very much.
That was John Sellers of the Ruckus Society. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. Right now I'm going to play... What else have I got for you? Let's see. This is... later that day, the first day of the convention at Pershing Square, a song for you.
Oh, Hatter, like Mad Hatter. There you go.
Understand the reality of who we are and our relationship to power. So all of these things that go down are done to distort our perceptional reality, to distort our perceptional reality. So we're the ones that are being mined. This system, whatever it is, it's going to continue to be what it is. They will lie to us. They will do what is necessary to do to us. Against our intelligence. They wage a war to get us to emotionally react. We are being played by our emotions, and we are not using our intelligence as intelligently as we possibly can. We are not using our intelligence as the gift that our Creator gave it to us for. It's to protect ourselves and to protect the earth and to protect life.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to John Trudell at the 2000 convention in Los Angeles. We're going to hear a little bit more from Trudell here, including a bit of his poetry. The sound quality, I have to say, could have been better if there weren't fucking LAPD helicopters hovering over us constantly. So they should apologize, not me.
I'll be as coherent as I can. Because I think whatever's going on in our reality right now, coherency is something that we very much need.
I saw your other buddy.
So I'm going to read.
We're using the digital version.
I'm going to read some poems.
That's the Sony version of the GL.
Any wisp of smoke down on the corner. There was this cat named Fortunate Lee talking at me from voices in his head, yelling about what storytellers said. You've got to be careful here, child. There's a beast in the promised land. There's madness you don't understand. The beast is crazed and running wild. Little boy, man, little girl, woman, no big deal. Nothing personal. Your mind's another reel. Little boy, man, little girl, woman, no big deal. Nothing personal. Your mind's another meal. Savoring the rush of you like heady wine. Beating is what the beast is meant to do. Strange are those walls built to hide. Stranger to look and learn not to see. He's in the mask you put on your face. Thought is his favorite breeding place. In the race to midnight, it's after 11. The nature of the beast is all he knows. Behind doors of hell are gates of heaven. The doors are open, but the gates are closed. This one's called We Still. Your well, still we're thirsty. We tasted your promises, still we're hungry. We saw your splendor, still it's beyond us. We tried your love ways, still we're confused. We felt your politics, still we're feeling it. We worked your jobs, still we're poor. We die in your wars, still you make more war. We obeyed your laws, still we're not safe. We gave you a chance, still you don't trust us. We wanted to get along, still we're wanting. We heard what you say, still you're talking. We drank from your well, still we're thirsty. And I want to say this about us. You know, because who we are. We're human beings. And the human part of the human part, the bone, flesh, and blood, is made up of the metals, minerals, and liquids of the earth. So we're shapes of the earth. Everything on the earth is made up of the same metals, minerals, and liquids of the earth. So everything is made up of the earth. That's the human, the physical. The being is spirit. The being is that light and that energy, that spirit that comes from the universe itself. See, so we are human beings. We live in a technological perceptual reality where we understand in this technological reality that they can take the bone, flesh, and blood of the earth, the metal, mineral, and water that is called uranium out of the earth and put it through a mining process and separate the beings, all right? Separate the being and turn it into a form of electrical energy to run electrical systems. We understand they do it with fossils. Take the fossils out of the earth, put them through a mining process, convert the being part of that into a form of energy to run electrical systems. Well, they're doing it to us. They're putting us through a civilizing process that's converting the being part of human into a form of energy to run these oppressive authoritarian systems that they call power. And it's literally a way of eating our spirits. It's literally a way of eating our spirits. Our relationship to power is our relationship to knowing who we are and our relationship to the earth. We were given intelligence. As human beings, we were given intelligence, and this is our self-defense, our protection. This is our medicine, intelligence. We were given it. But all this mining process that's taking place is all going on inside of our intelligence and inside of our consciousness. Our intelligence is being turned against us. And we need to understand that our relationship to power is a relationship to coherent, clear use of our intelligence.
John Trudell at the Democratic Convention in Los Angeles 4 years ago. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. We're going to continue with From the Archives, a feature listening to, news important that is relevant today. Sounds very familiar, but it's, you know, from years past. We need to revisit some of the things we've done in the past and look at what worked tactically and what did not. LA's convention was interesting, and for me, it was my first mass action. And I was very idealistic and very, ready to get out there. And it was so staged and so tightly controlled. And so for me, it was such a letdown. But I didn't go to another mass action for a little while after that because I didn't want to confront a police force like the LAPD again. So it was kind of a harsh, numbing experience dealing with them, and you know, there were small victories, but I came away, you know, thinking that there was a possibility that we could have made real change in the streets. Then I came home and watched corporate media and went, oh, That's why. Okay, now I get it. But who was there? Bonnie Raitt was there. Medea Benjamin was there. We'll hear from both of them shortly. Rage Against the Machine and Ozo, we've both heard from already. And right now, let's hear from Spearhead. This is Michael Franti and Spearhead, live in Los Angeles at the convention 2000, 4 years ago.
We have a bus that is moving with this whole country on it, all types of people moving on this bus. And these politicians up here and the politicians at the Republican convention in Philadelphia, they have a choice. They can either get on the bus and pay their quarters just like the rest of us. They can chase after this bus with their hands up in the air. Or the bus will come and run these mugs down with all of us on. I walked down to the corner just to hop the bus this morning, cause I had this on my knee, y'all, before all the sun got shiny and all the people up inside this. Some of them still eating breakfast cause they had to hustle early, got to push to make that paycheck, cause the crazy cost of living is never forgiving a family for getting behind on payments on the color TV. While I'm standing and riding, my mind starts to dip and wonder why I got to check my checkbook if I need to see the doctor. I look out the window with some 45-foot billboard of some smiling politicians begging me for a donation. Brother, please don't you see who you're talking to? You say that you're gonna make me happy with all the tricks you do, with all the promises that you make. That's how you make your living, putting people's lives at stake. With all the promises that you make, if you're taking us for granted, it will be your last mistake. Keep on running, 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 but you can't run no faster than us. You can keep running, 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 but you can't run as fast as this bus. No, no, where the bus rolls in to another neighborhood with some shiny, happy people, all the houses looking good. You see street sweepers sweeping up the leaves on the trees. See no broken bottles and see no broken dreams. Then the same politician that I saw there before is making speeches about me. Evil people living next door saying lock them up one time, two times, three times, but I say the best is one of it is the one kept out of sight. So cast your vote for me. You might have seen me on TV taking education funds and giving them to police. You see busting a man I know for less than an ounce and dropping $1 million bombs on countries I can't pronounce. Keep on running, 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 but you can't run no faster than us. You can keep running, 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 but you can't run as fast as this bus. No, no.
Leaving us out to die from eating disorders and our sweatshop occupations. So now, where are the warriors that we once were? Where is Gabriel who fought alongside Diego? Where is Mani Che? All of whom drove out the Spanish wolf while Sam was on his way to hand you NAFTA and to me APEC. Since both presidents Estrada and Fox got Americans on collars around their necks, trained to sit, heal, and stay. Well, today, let me tell you, she is in the Subcomandante Ramona. She is in God Juliet. She is the peasant woman whose basic rights have gone unmet. She is engaged in tribal warfare against a fascist machine in the Cordilleras. She is down the street from here celebrating her quinceañera. She rallies the niggas and guardians of picket asparagus up in Stockton and not too far away. She organizes strawberry workers in Watsonville. She works in the factories and in the sugar mills below minimum wage. She is sitting in the audience. She's performing up on stage. She is chanting, Imperialismo y Bucksup. She is chanting, Acepta LN. And yesterday she was chanting, hell no, we won't go. And she is fighting the revolution, breastfeeding two babies and still holding up half the sky. And that is why my casamos, compañeras, sisters and brothers, it is through our histories and eventual victories that we are mere images of one another. Peace, thank you.
Santa Cruz, continuing with coverage of the DNC 4 years ago. One of the things that was incredibly inspiring about LA in 2000 was the amazing performers, spoken word artists, speakers, etc. And so I'm going to be bringing you a little bit of that for the next couple of hours here. So stay tuned. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is Self Defense 101 with DJ Daniel Sun. We're going to hear a little more spoken word, and then we'll hear from Adia Benjamin on the similarities between George W. Bush and Al Gore. Coke and Pepsi, Prince Al and King George. As you see it, we'll be back.
In the middle of the night, I woke up in the middle of the night wondering where our minds went. Had this nightmare of 12-year-olds in solitary confinement as the masses sat in front of TVs, mouths open, silent to the popo. Justice comes down to who's the most violent soul. Where's my gas? Ain't no justice without no peace. I got a full clip aimed towards the belly of the beast. Cock back, for each time we couldn't pop back. My gas, the anger of the people, and they can't stop that. So fuck Clinton, fuck Uncle Sam in his top hat. Everybody in this protest about to take these blocks back.
Founders of Global Exchange. Green Party candidate for the Senate seat of California. Adia Benjamin is an incredible foe of unchecked corporate power. Please welcome Adia Benjamin.
Well, there's many things that these Republicrats have in common, and one thing that they have in common is that their candidates, their political parties, and their conventions are marinated in big oil. I say marinated because it's everywhere you look. You got Gore as an oil man. Who does he pick for his vice president? Another oil man. Yeah, you got Bush as the oil man. Who do you pick as his vice president? Another oil man. We got Gore as another oil man. Look at the investments of these people. Where does Gore have his money? Can't hear you. Where is the Democratic Party campaign convention headquarters? Arco building. What is Arco? The 42nd floor of the Arco building, the headquarters for this convention. They have absolutely no shame. They don't try to hide it. And yet you see Gore going around saying, these prices at the gas station are too high. We're going to get these oil companies. They're price gouging. We've got to go after these big oil companies. Who do they think they're kidding? What is the height of hypocrisy that these two political parties will go to? They are oil company parties. They are big oil. They are big corporations. And that's why we have to challenge their policies. Look at their policy towards Colombia, $1.3 billion. What do you think it's going for? Protecting oil. It's got nothing to do with drugs. It's protecting the oil companies. It's protecting the big defense contractors. That's all they care about. Dianne Feinstein, my opponent in this campaign, what do you think she voted for around Colombia?
Big money. Military.
Big oil, big money, big defense contractors.
The subject is
What do we want?
Santa Cruz live in LA 4 years ago at the DNC in Los Angeles, California. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM and freakradio.org. Some more of what was going on in 2000 in LA. Spoken word. Here we go.
Hello, buenas tardes a todos. My name is Felicia. I'm part of Collective Couplet in the Maíz. Women of creators. Women who are of color and who are doing great work in opposition to this oppressive system. And we're going to offer you some spoken words, some sacred palabras from our heart, from our corazón, and from the womb, from the woman.
Positivity for a lot of the time, march silently, and kept the peace, but silently we were marched into an intersection that was surrounded. We were contained in the intersection for a fair amount of time before the police allowed us to march out, marched us back to where we began on the sidewalk, practically single file. We went back in the street, and then we came back and dispersed peacefully. And I think we've proven that we are peaceful and legal when not escalated by the LAPD. We are nice and happy and kind when we're not cornered by the LAPD. As I speak, we're being surrounded by the police in the park.
Come on, guys, get out of here.
Spotlight helicopters are following us, and we're getting on the train. If they don't block us right now. And now we're back at the conversion center, sitting on our asses.
Right, so that's my rambling narration of the DNC 2000. Yeah, there's a lot of running, a lot of chasing, a lot of police activity, a lot of special ops, a lot of undercovers, a lot of agent provocateurs. It was an interesting week. Folks from all over came to demand that Gore be accountable for, you know, his claims for his previous stands, you know, and so a lot of the emphasis was on the Uwa people in Colombia, because Al Gore owned and continues to own millions of dollars worth of stock in an oil company called Occidental Petroleum. His father sat on the board of directors for like 25 years. He owns like $1 million or something. So it's a company at which he has a great deal of sway, and it was intimately involved and continues to be intimately involved in oil production in Colombia. Plan Colombia basically continues to provide armed guards to maintain Occidental's petroleum pipelines that just happen to run through, you know, Uwa indigenous territory, indigenous land. Now, due to the 30-40 year still running civil war in Colombia, sabotage has been a tactic for a long time, you know, by the rebels. Basically, the FARC has from time to time destroyed, blown up, sabotaged oil pipelines. Now, this is a tactic that brings the economy to a halt, or at least puts a dent in it, drops oil production, outrages, you know, the establishment. And so from that angle, it's an effective tactic. From the environmental standpoint and from the standpoint of the Uwa people, it's not an effective tactic, because the spills created by these sabotages, you know, the pipeline running through the land is bad enough, but the leaking pipeline running through the land doesn't help the indigenous people, who are also fighting for their autonomy and their land and their freedom. But it's difficult to do when your land is soaked in sabotaged oil. So a lot of the focus, like I said, a whole day of the convention in 2000 was devoted to trying to bring about awareness of Al Gore's involvement in Occidental Petroleum and in oil in Colombia, and the fact that with the sway of, you know, the sitting vice president for 8 years and, you know, presidential candidate, he could affect policy at Occidental, and for the better rather than for the worse. And so here's a little bit about his involvement. This is Cary Elwes, an actor, speaking again in L.A. in 2000 about Al Gore's involvement with Occidental Petroleum. Stay tuned.
The subject of these protests is not what you have done, rather what you have not done. If this oil project is allowed to proceed, it will have circumvented both international law and Colombian indigenous rights. We feel the shamefulness of these acts to be self-evident. We feel that the only way forward at this stage is an immediate suspension of construction at Oxy's Gibraltar 1 well site, pending a negotiated settlement in which all sides participate. We are aware that you have enjoyed Occidental sponsorship throughout your political career. We understand that your extensive connections with them clearly runs deeper than the company stock you control through your father's estate. But it is precisely because of these facts, Mr. Vice President, that we firmly believe that you are in a unique position to make a difference. Many of us have supported your candidacy because we were drawn to you by a shared sense of concern for the earth. You said just last week that issues concerning the environment will require leadership. Well, Mr. Vice President, we feel that what you do now on this issue will not only be of critical importance, but a question of integrity.
Radio Santa Cruz. You're listening to Self Defense 101 with DJ Daniel San from the archives. This week, we're going to continue with a little bit of this stuff, but let's get to a song. I want to play for you something that I've played on this show before, by Bonnie Raitt and John Densmore, recorded at the convention. John Densmore from The Doors, and it's a Buffalo Springfield song. I think there should be a little intro on it, but enjoy. It's a fantastic rendition, and we'll hear a little more from Bonnie Raitt after that.
Something's happening here. Participation. 50% of the people are too disgusted to vote. Let's give Ralph Nader and the other participants international debate.
Just 4 short years ago, can you believe it?